so free. I don't know my feelings.
Stepping into the arena. About to take care of business, man. Get better.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And EverBank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They clock under five. They snap it. Bortles drop. They pick up the blitz. Throws it out to the left side. Complete. Allen Hurts. Who else? Touchdown, Jacksonville. How do you like that?
Great job, man. Great game, man. Great job. You got it. Nice job.
Up for Allen Hurts. Touchdown. He turned out to be the star in the Jaguars' trip to Detroit, and a lot of decisions made and a lot of positive things happening for the Jaguars, particularly with the first and second team on the field. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Jaguars All Access, live here from the Bud Light Party Zone in the South End Zone. We're here tonight to talk specifically about what happened last week, but also what is expected this week as we're on the eve of the fourth preseason game, which is very important for a lot of players, not just here, but around the league as well. My colleague Jeff Lagerman joins me here live. Jeff, this is not just about the guys that are on the Jaguars roster. It's everybody in the league who knows that GMs all over the league are looking at tape.
Right, and this past week was the last opportunity for some of those guys to get some great film. They got to be down to 53, every team by 4 p.m. tomorrow, and then the final cuts come up this Saturday at 4 p.m. So it's a pretty quick turnaround when you go from 90 all the way down to 53.
One of the guys who has had an excellent preseason is our guest tonight, and that is Telvin Smith from Florida State, of course, as well as Lowndes High School, where they won a state championship. Yeah. Telvin, welcome. From day one, you said when we talked in the locker room, you felt like you fit in here right away. Things still seem to be going that way for you.
Definitely. Just come in. The whole character of this team, it fits with me and what Coach Gus is trying to promote. That's what I'm all about, Victor, being the best that you can be. So I'm just doing my job out here, having fun, making plays.
You know why he fits? I was talking to a few people, and I got your 40-yard dash time. Fast players fit with any good football team, and it was reported, and I had to write this down here. David Caldwell said that he got you at a 4.39.
That's what everybody say. It was in 4.3s, 4.4s. You know, I stuck with 4.41. They got me. So speed kills. That's what they say. So some things I don't have, but I do have speed.
Are there guys on this team that are faster than you?
It's a few guys out there a little bit faster than me, but I run with the most. I run with the best of them. Exactly, exactly.
if there are some, there's not many.
Definitely. Exactly.
And you
not
haven't
many.
Slowed
Definitely
down much many. Since you put on a little bit of weight, have you?
Exactly. No, I'm still running. Probably I feel good. I feel great out there running. And that's one thing that I feel like I have an advantage when I do cross those lines out there. So that's one thing I'm always going to take pride in.
There were some key plays, obviously, in the game against the Lions. And it starts, Jeff, with Demetrius McCray.
And it was one of three takeaways, and you know that Gus Bradley's always preaching it's about the ball. Well, this was one of them, and the Jaguars defense kind of off balance a little bit early on trying to stop that running game. But boy, when you get takeaways, it changes the momentum in the game, and Demetrius McCray came up with a big one. JT Thomas with a big recovery. He had a marvelous game.
This is what you're looking for on defense, those turnovers to give the offense that short field.
It is, because once this happened, then all of a sudden the offense gets the ball, which leads us to our second play, which is the Allen Hurts touchdown. And this is not his best play of the ballgame, Sam. We're going to actually take a look at the best play that he had in the ballgame in the film room. But this was a nice play because it was a one-on-one opportunity. It was identified, and the ball was delivered on time, and Allen Hurts, a fellow rookie of yours, continues to make plays.
Definitely. I mean, Hurts keeps stepping up in so many different ways. And as a guy, you know, everybody talks about Marquise and everybody talks about A-Rod, but Hurts is a guy that's been sneaking in there, getting a lot of snaps out there, making a lot of plays. So salute to Hurts.
Our Baptist Health game-changing moment comes from Andre Branch on an incredibly athletic play.
An incredibly athletic play and a little confusing of a play, because when I saw Andre Branch, Telvin, line up next to Red Bryant, I said, I don't think he's supposed to be on that side of the ball.
Definitely. I mean, it was a little misconfusion on that play, a little misunderstanding, but they were able to capitalize off that play, and it turned into a big one for Branch, and not only for him, but for the team to get that type of field position and change that. So it was definitely a big play, even though it wasn't supposed to happen. We happy that it did happen. It was great. It was great.
Because that was really, that was a busted play for the defense. I mean,
definitely.
And for Andre Branch to have the awareness to track the eyes of the quarterback and step in front of Calvin Johnson, that was genius, but right. That was heads up ball.
That definitely was a big play, not only for him once again, but for the team. But for him to be on Calvin like that, everybody been going crazy about him. But, you know, obviously the Calvin is elite, so definitely that's big props to him.
Kind of follows Gus's thing. If you're doing something wrong, do it fast.
Do it fast. Do it fast. That's it. That's it.
Do it fast.
And those takeaways, you know, me and you were talking, Sam, before we came on the air here, and we were saying that game kind of felt weird. It kind of felt choppy. And the reason it kind of felt choppy is because, you know, the turnovers made the game look good. Mm-hmm. But early on, Reggie Bush kind of had a couple breakout runs. One of them was called back by a penalty, and he had the 86-yard touchdown run. As a defense, you guys were probably going, wait a minute, that's not us.
Right. It definitely made us sit back. But one thing I love is how we came back and responded to that. You know, we had the goal line stand and everything. We didn't get flustered by that one big play. We didn't let that beat us down for the rest of the game. So the character of this team has just definitely come a long way since I've been here, and we're just going to continue to grow.
When Jeff and I talked to you guys in the locker room afterwards, to a man, everybody said, yeah, those are fixable things. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. not an error that we go, how did that happen?
Exactly.
We know exactly what happened.
Exactly. That's something that we can control, that we beat ourselves on a few plays out there. And that's what we go out and practice for. But that's what the preseason is for also, to, you know, get those little things nicked in the butt. So when you get in the season, we running toes down.
The talk leading into that game, you know, obviously it was a little bit about the quarterback and your fellow rookie, Blake Bortles, was going to be inserted kind of midway through the second quarter. And all of a sudden, he's not in midway through the second quarter. And his first series is in the 2-minute drill. Coming off the bench cold and then being inserted in a 2-minute drill, what a marvelous job he did.
That was great. We was on the sideline looking at that and saying he was really moving the ball in that situation. And for him to have to go in that type of situation, kind of that shows the character of that guy. You hear me keep talking about character because it's so big at this level, because there's so many guys out there and you question yourself at times and things like that. But when you stand tall and you answer that call, it just says a lot about you as a person.
One of the things that Gus Bradley said about Blake after the game was, the game is not too big for him. Mm-hmm. Well, that seems to be the case for you as well. You like to play football, and you've told me numerous times, I'm just going out there and playing.
That's it. That's what it's about. The only thing that's changed is the guys get a little bit bigger and faster, but you have to adjust to that. It's football, and it's never going to change. 100 yards long, 50 yards wide, so everything going to stay the same about the game. You just got to adjust mentally and say, I can do this. And like I said, at times you might question yourself. But when you step between the lines, there's no question. You got to be ready to play and make one, too.
And you're one of many rookies that are expected to play a key role for this football team. I mean, you're the starting nickel linebacker. Brandon Linder is probably going to be the starting right guard. Luke Bowenko has an opportunity to be the starting center. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to feel good to have a rookie class like that.
It definitely does. To be able to come in and say we contributed to the team, whatever success we have later on down the road, say we came in early and played, and not only us but to our careers. You know, obviously we're in this game for a reason. We love it. But at the same time, we're trying to, you know, leave our own legacy behind. So just to be able to come in and contribute like we are, I'm smiles. I'm ready to keep going to see what happens. I'm ready for the season.
Time for trivia here on All Access every week at this time. Our trivia question from last week, the answer was Jason Pierre-Paul. The Giants defensive end went to the same high school as Denard Robinson. Tonight's question, what former Seminole and current St. Louis Ram is Telvin Smith's cousin? Send your answers to triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, yards after contact. Jeff Loggeman goes to the coach's tape to break down Toby Gerhardt's night in Detroit.
We're kind of the team mom, maybe, if you will, doing the laundry and just kind of falling behind, making sure everybody's got what they need.
And a look behind the scenes inside the Jaguars equipment room. But first, wide receiver Mike Brown mic'd up in your Southern Ford dealer's Sounds of the Game.
Hey, man, big day today. Let's field all these balls, man. Everything to the house. To the house on three. One, two, three.
Good. Any issues with the ceiling?
No. No wind issues either.
Hand the ball in the front. I'm the one that... So tell them to put you back there because I got great confidence in you. Keep your feet moving. Good decisions.
Brown is going to wait for it at his own 24-yard line. The knock call from Barakesh spins away from the tackle.
Dr. Dave! And then when I went to the left, if I would have hit it right now, I think I would have got it. But I like when I finally realized it, I was like, it was kind of too late. And I was going to try to like step over that tackle and then just, because I had the sideline.